So we're back to trolls again, so oh goody. But, I mean, to be fair, I mean, like, this isn't a bad attempt. I think, dare I say, this is better than the first one we saw from Trolls Holiday
Special. Oh, absolutely,
special.
Yes. Yeah.
So, effectively, it's Secret Santa, effectively. So, like, everybody's, like, you know, got their own, like, Secret Santa, like, who are they supposed to, give Christmas to? But, you know, obviously, they find, you know, Poppy and, obviously, Branch find out that they got each other. And so, you know, Poppy can't possibly fathom basically what to get Branch in this situation, and neither can Branch in this either. So, like, it's kind of adorable, like, you're seeing, like, you know, how on earth are they going to basically gonna be able to get a gift that's basically successful to one another?
Yeah, I really like the fact that Branch was able to have, like, this huge conspiracy theory moment in which he just has a whole bunch of post-it notes and, like, strings attached to one another to kind of, like, create, like, some sort of large, convoluted diorama.
Isn't that
plan
from The Office?
Yes.
That joke? Yeah, I mean, like, I guarantee that's where they got it from.
Yeah, so they had this, like, huge reference to The Office in which Branch is trying to figure out, okay, what is the perfect gift for Poppy? And then he tries to invent, like, this elaborate, stupidly complicated machine that is able to do everything. Okay, it does hair, it does makeup, it gets you smoothies, it gets you massages, and then, of course, like, what is typical of these kind of things, it just breaks apart and it explodes.
Well, it's a thought that counts. Yeah, but to be fair though, like, you know, that is rather sweet. Like, you know, Branch puts his, like, you know, he's inventing brain to, you know, in that, and, like, you know, comes up with an even more convoluted thing than, you know, Wallace and Gromit could ever come up with. Like, you know, he's just like, so, I mean, like, you know, tops for him for, like, caring about Poppy enough to actually do that.
I do agree.
Like, you know, like, but good grief, I mean, just stick to socks, you know, like, just... Okay, I'm pretty sure she would be happy with some frilly socks, don't you think?
Sure.
That was Poppy down to the ground, but yeah. So, yeah, but then obviously you've got Poppy on the other side of things. Like, she's got this, like, big massive gift, but then she opens it up and then reveals that, like, she's got nothing.
Yeah, it turns out that when Branch decides to, you know, come up with the idea of, like, saying this really, and I mean really sweet gesture to Poppy as his Christmas gift, and then Poppy is, like, really, really overwhelmed, and she said, I couldn't get you anything. And so they essentially come up with this really nice lesson that they were able to learn together, saying about, like, you know, it's not about the presents and it's about, you know, caring for each other and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it does actually surprisingly end on a very sweet note.
Yeah. And also Barb's in this one as well.
Yeah, Queen Barb is in this one, and of course her dad, which is that was pretty awesome of
who
what
flips
they...
the bird in, yeah. Like, in this, which, like, it was totally out of left field really for Trolls.
That's like literally one in like the first few seconds that we get to see Queen Barb, and then of course we have her dad just basically flipping the bird as a Christmas photo.
Yeah. But funny enough, we get a lot of Kenan Thompson in this special, like,
yeah, there's like a subplot in this one.
Yeah, exactly. And surprisingly he can rap pretty well from what I can see. Like, obviously his journey is that, you know, he wants to, like, you know, create a rap for his dad, but you know, he can't, you know, emote the way that he would like to, and he can't rhyme particular words, so, you know, he goes off in, like, in this spiritual journey to, like, you know, kind of, like, discover himself, and
yeah.
Then he realizes that, you know, he doesn't necessarily need to, like, you know, think so brainy about it, basically needs to come from the heart, and
yeah.
Then he can start emoting again.
Yeah, and that's the same advice that he gave to Branch when he wasn't able to come up with an idea of what to give Poppy for Christmas. Yeah, and the whole subplot thing about, like, him trying to find a rhyme for the word diamond for his dad, it's like, oh, I'm sure that there's a lot of words. Like, there's enlightened, there's frightened, there's a lot of other words. But anyway, I digress. So, I mean, it is very sweet that he decided that he was going to try to find words that rhyme with daddy. So, okay, that's sweet. But yeah, I think that the main plot is the one that really shines in this one.
Yeah, so, I mean, dare I say, I mean, like, it's sad that they had to go through two movies and, you know, a really bad Christmas special to actually find something good in Trolls, but unfortunately, well, I guess that's the formula that they had to do to create a good Trolls holiday special, I guess.
Yeah.
So, it's just too bad that, you know, it's like, it's just come at this point. I mean, here's the thing, like, you know, we've yet to see Trolls Band together at this, as of this podcast, like, you know, where Circus right now is still stupidly expensive, like, to rent at the moment, so, you know, on online streaming. But, I mean, eventually, if we do get to, I mean, maybe, you know, where there might be a hope that, you know, because what we've heard from Rotten Tomatoes on the audience rating, apparently, that according to them, this is the best Trolls movie.
Yeah.
According to that. So, like, I mean, Barb got us through the second movie, effectively, and, you know, I don't know how enough we survived the first movie, but we did. So, I mean, like, when we get to the third movie, maybe it might be okay.
I'm hoping so, especially since, you know, yes, we were a little bit let down when we heard that Barb is not going to be in the third movie. It's not going to be all rock and roll, but it's going to be a boy band.
They should do a Rock Trolls movie. Like, yes. I would be so down for that.
I do agree.
Yeah,
but...
like, you know, bring in, like, all the old, you know, aging, like, you know, heavy metal stars from back in the day and everything like that. Like, you know, I put Barb front and center and have Ozzy Osbourne as the dad and, like, you know, just run with it, effectively.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if you have to make it like just like an episode of like a reality show, like, you know, back in the day, like the Osbournes, for crying out loud. Just do it.
Yes, I want to see it. I want to have Barb have a collaboration with Kelly Osbourne in this huge rock duet. I want to be able to see AC/DC, Metallica. I want to see Guns N' Roses. I want to have all of these major rock stars come together and have this huge number. And I want the concluding song to be performed by Tenacious D.
Exactly, yeah. Especially when you're that. Like, you know, you're going to put Jack Black in the middle of that. That's another thing as well. How on earth could you have had, like, you know, a troll... How on earth could Jack Black not be in one of these troll movies or specials or whatever? I think he's justified to be in this.
I do agree, especially since he does have a rock band. Hello?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I know that Tenacious D is going to be performing in the credits of Kung Fu Panda 4, as we just learned recently, but still... you have a Trolls movie that has Rock in one of the Trolls, and you're not going to put Tenacious D in there?
Yeah, they should have put Jack Black in the second movie.
Oh,
they should,
yes.
They should have done.
I know. Yeah, anyway, besides our putting our disappointment about Trolls World Tour aside, yeah, this Trolls Holiday in Harmony is actually pretty sweet. It's the best Trolls thing we've ever seen. I know that's not saying much, but we actually did enjoy it, and maybe we even recommend you watch it?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's passable as a Christmas special. There's nothing bad we can really say about it, really, except that it's Trolls.
Yeah, so, yeah, if you're interested, go check it out.